All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is
Larf the Lair.
Actually, it's pre-recorded.
I lied.
All right, now I want to go over, basically it's a video that Mr. Walsh, Matt Walsh, put out about a month and a half ago. It's called How Generational Selfishness is Destroying Our Future.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
You know, I follow a lot of individuals who make content on YouTube, Rumble, what have you. I don't agree with everything that they do. I am not a cult follower individual.
Excuse me, are y'all with the cult?
We're not a cult. We're an organization that promotes love. And
yeah, this is it.
I pride myself on being able to see through the bullshit and pick out the nuggets of truth here, let you guys know what's going on. Mr. Walsh, in my opinion, is intelligent. He has a way about him of dissecting problems and what have you that, for the most part, I agree with. But this one I am thoroughly opposed to. And this entire video is basically blame, shame, and guilt to get men out there to
step up to the plate
and
have kids.
And women as well. But he doesn't really seem to grasp the concept out there that the repercussions for a man in current year to have children are absolutely dire.
No shit.
Meaning, you make one mistake. You screw up.
You screw up just this much. You'll be flying a cargo plane full of rubber dog shit out of Hong Kong.
Even if it's a perceived screw up for the mother of the children, you are literally going to be bounced out into the street on your ass. I've talked to hundreds of guys this has happened to in person, and thousands of guys in the past 15 years via the internet and comments, emails, you name it. And he doesn't seem to understand the 80-80 rule, which is 80% of the time divorces are filed by the mother, and 80% of the time the man is caught completely off guard. 80% or 85% of that time, he's going to lose custody of those children, even if the mother is a complete piece of walking gutter trash.
Why are you such a mega bitch?
Because I can be.
And from my own research, the 15% of the guys who do get custody of their children, 7% of the time, they got custody because the mother didn't show up to court. So they basically won on default. So that's like 93% of the time. You are not getting those kids in a divorce. Unless you have like a jury trial and you have the money to drag it out. And maybe you have a slightly better chance. But let's just be honest. That is few and far between. Once my ex-wife said the magic words,
I'm not happy.
Not happy.
I had to move out of the house, lived out of my car. I was effectively homeless. You know, I was working for Edward Jones on a stipend of $1,800 a month, which the courts were taking $1,200 of that because, you know, you got medical and daycare in there and everything. And I basically had about $300-some-odd a month to live on after taxes.
I'm rich, bitch!
Couldn't live anywhere. I lived out of my car. The only way I got out of that situation is I had to go back into the Army and basically sign up again for active duty and take my chances. That was my profession, and I've always been pretty good at it. When it comes to fighting and killing and all that other shit that goes along with it, I've always been on the luckier side. Now, I've listened to this, and I'm going to have to give Mr. Walsh here a new nickname. We are going to call him...
Wait for it.
Naggy Beard.
Everybody got that? Good!
Especially when it comes to shit like this. Now, this particular video, he starts off from the very beginning guilting you. All right, so let's just play it real quick. See, you guys got to see it for yourself. Boom.
The decline in the birth rate and the rapidly increasing number of young adults who are refusing to get married and have children. As much as we've discussed the subject, we still have not discussed it enough. It is one of the great crises facing our civilization at the present moment. When a society gives up on having children, it has given up on its future. It has given up on itself. And, well, that matters. That matters a lot.
All right, so he starts off the video guilting you and then putting fear into you in regards to the civilization collapsing. Now, I'm not going to say he's wrong here. It's going to happen. A top-heavy civilization will crash. Got it. But he wants to feed the civilization you, the young men out there. Like, literally, he's willing to throw you onto the fire of self-sacrifice so the civilization doesn't collapse. All right, we have allowed the laws to become so one-sided and so egregious, it is literally short-circuiting a basic survival mechanism built into men for reproduction. It has become so dangerous and crushing that men rather go, you know what? Not this time around. It's not in the cards for me. The juice is not worth the squeeze.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
We men who decide to step away, turn our backs, go our own way, are being labeled as terrorists. We're called haters, istophobe, igotists, whatever you want to call it. And all we're doing is an about face, and we're voting with our feet. And we're saying, you know what? This shit is not worth it. In fact, they can go fuck all the offs. Got a whole bag of offs you could go fuck. I mean, come on now. How many more times are we going to have to listen to Naggy Beard here try to scare, blame, and shame you men into jumping into the fire of self-sacrifice? All right. Listen, I love this country. I risked my life many times in defense of this country. But our government doesn't have the best interests at heart for half of the citizens of this country, which is men. Slightly less than half. Back in the day, men were more than willing to step up and take those risks because there was the chance of the wife, the children, head of the household.
Can we go in now?
Just yet.
Charles!
Dutiful wife, loyalty, the whole deal. All that's gone. That shit is up in goddamn smoke. And the men out there need to ask, of everything you do, what is in it for me? Because the civilization we have is built, maintained, and protected by men. And our civilization has broken the contract with the men of the West. Period. All right, let's just see. Here's another one here.
There's more.
None of them feel they have any obligation to have kids and carry on the family name and the bloodline. They're thinking only about themselves and what would make them most comfortable. And they've decided that they're most comfortable being childless and alone. So their parents will just have to deal with...
All right. Again, the guilt, the blame, and shame. All right. Again, he's not paying attention to the fact that 60 to 70% of all of the suicides that I have ever looked into have a component of divorce and or contact with family court or both. We have a system that has literally weaponized love and hope against half of the population, i.e. the men. And Naggy Beard here is trying to talk down to you and guilt you into, oh yes, I'm going to step right up, walk across the minefield, screw the fact if I make one mistake, I'm going to lose a leg or my life. Divorce is no joke, young men who watch this video. And I hope this video gets in before guys who are 16, 17, 18, 19 years of age before they sign that blank check with their penis that they will spend the rest of their life paying. It's the truth. I'm not here to lie to you. I'm not a good liar. Not good at deceit. If I was good at that stuff, I probably would have retired from the CIA and I retired from the Army. But I'm sick and tired of the talking heads in mainstream media talking down to us because we don't want to play their game anymore. There's nothing in it for us. We need to ask what's in it for us. If they can't answer that question, don't participate. Chase your own excellence. Find your own purpose. Do something else. Because you are literally being asked to hurl yourself again into the fire of civilization for their betterment, not yours. Let's continue.
Now, obviously, we hear this excuse constantly. We're told that people aren't having kids today because of the economy. And, you know, the economy makes it impossible, I've been told. This person blames the birth rate decline on a lack of generational wealth. And let me reiterate a point that I made on Twitter, which seems to have upset a lot of people. And now I'm going to upset them again because I'll say it again. The economy is not preventing anyone from starting a family or having children.
He's correct. It is not the economy that's preventing people from having children. It's divorce court where they can take, like, I don't know, 80, 90% of your check away, which I have seen. They're technically not supposed to do it, but they do it anyway because, you know, you can't, it's really hard to take those guys into federal court and get your constitutional rights enforced because, you know, that requires a house, which you would have to sell to pay for that
while they're taking away your fucking house
and most of your pay because this is how it works. Most of the states have statutes on the books that they can't take
more than 50% of your gross pay.
But then there's medical expenses and medical insurance, daycare, and other various bullshit. And maybe you're in a state where you got to pay alimony on top of that, which is not really included in that 50%. So you get married, have kids, and maybe you do have $120,000, $150,000 a year job. It doesn't fucking matter. I talked to a guy who's an architect. Got divorced. He'd been living on the street for like 8 years when I had come across him. And that was while I was homeless. 8 years. They were taking most of his money in alimony, child support, and all that other bullshit. He couldn't live. So they threw him in jail. Took away his licenses. And by the time I came across him, he was at the point where he would turn himself into, I believe it was Wayne County, in late fall, spend the entire winter in their lockup. And then they would kick him loose 90, 120 days later, and he would rinse and repeat. And that was like, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago. He's probably dead now. And another thing Mr. Walsh isn't saying here is, say you do have a significant amount of arrearage. Not only are they going to throw you in jail and take away your licenses and fuck your entire life up, but they're going to tack on a surcharge on any unpaid child support. And in some states, that is high as 15 to 17% in my research. Could be wrong. But we went through like a decade and a half of record low interest rates from the Fed. I refinanced the house. Got an interest rate of like 2.18%.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
But during this record low interest rates, those penalty interest rates on a basically unpaid child support didn't go down at all. There's laws on the books called usury, and apparently they don't really apply to divorce court.
By the way, are you acquainted with our state's stringent usury laws?
Usury?
No, silly me. I must have just made up a word that doesn't exist.
And Naggy Beard here, again, is guilting, blaming, and shaming you into
getting married, having children.
Now, I hope he stays married. I truly mean that. I hope he stays married. I hope he never befalls the pitfalls of a divorced man, because it's no joke.
Now, this really pisses me off to no end.
When I have the talking heads on mainstream media, because the Daily Wire, let's be honest, they're mainstream for the most part. I'm just getting sick and tired of those sons of bitches talking down to us, man. Naggy Beard here should know better. So you have to ask yourself, who's managing his chain and who's paying his bills?
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Let's hit the next one here.
PDSdebt.com/Walsh.
All right.
So you say that you can't afford to start a family. Well, how can that be? How can it be that you can't afford it, and yet billions of people have afforded it with less? How is it that you can't do something that has been done under more difficult circumstances billions of times?
Okay, again, more of the guilt, more of the blame, more of the shame.
Well, they can do it over here, then you can do it too.
Again, he is I don't know if he's doing this on purpose or he's just turning a blind eye to it because he has young children that one day will have to live in this hellscape of the world that we live in. Listen, being a man is not an easy thing.
No shit!
There's people out there who are, well, you got male privilege, you got a white privilege, whatever. Listen, I have never in my entire life did anyone say, oh, you know what, you're a dude, you're going to get a pass, or you're a white guy, you're going to get a pass. You know, even as a veteran, I went into divorce court, and I was literally eviscerated. Compared to a murderer and an assassin in open court. There's millions of guys out there who played the I'm going to have kids game and have been completely alienated from their children. Brainwashed in schools by their mother. There's all kinds of bad paper in court in regards to their so-called abuse, which there's no proof of. And there were all these mean, horrid people turned into ogres and monsters, you know, alienated from their friends and families, alienated from their children. That's a really hard pill to swallow. Once you've been married, have children, and they mean the world to you. And in a blink of an eye, because they've been alienated, boom. You have to swallow the black pill and realize that you meant nothing to the people who meant the most to you. And that happens on the regular in the West, especially in the United States of America, land of the free, home of the brave. Well, guess what? There's a lot of brave guys here in this country. But they still should not volunteer themselves to be thrown into the fire of civilization because it'll be top heavy and it will collapse. I'm just going to tell you, it is so corrupt and so one-sided that maybe it should collapse. And maybe we can get ourselves a little bit of normalcy and justice in the chaos that ensues. Because I'm going to tell you, when a civilization topples, it's a bloodbath. It sucks. It does. And I think Mr. Walsher knows that. Old Naggy Beard here is pretty schooled up on history. And he's basically terrified for his children, rightfully so. But still, he should not be blaming and shaming the young men of today to willingly sacrifice themselves needlessly, with no reward or expectation. Those men are few and far between, at least today. All right, let's hit the next one here.
Priority. A lot of people today prioritize their own pleasure and enjoyment over anything and everything else. Another one of the comments under the article that I read was from a woman who said that her household income between herself and her husband is $150,000 and they can't afford to have a kid. Household income of $150,000 they can't afford. There are people out there making a tenth of that who have kids. Okay, but they can't afford it at $150,000.
All right, more guilt from Naggy Beard here. $150,000 sounds like a lot of money. But when you've been divorced and they're taking half off the top, that's $70,000. Maybe you're paying another, $20,000, $25,000 a year in alimony. Okay, so that's 100 grand. So now you have 50,000 to live on. You know, take 30,000 of that in taxes because you're going to, you know, take it in the pooper. Now you're down in the 20,000. You got to pay medical insurance, various other bullshit, daycare.
Oh, you add them up.
Oh, you didn't learn that at the clubhouse.
Now, he didn't say anything about adding them up. I didn't know you had to add them up.
Now, a man who's making $150,000 is living on less than $20K, basically poverty wages. And don't sit there and say, no, Pop, that never happens. I have talked to hundreds of guys from all over the country in the past 15 years that has happened to. And we now have watched three generations of men before us get absolutely smoked by the one-sided system that is the Western world and the United States. Smoked. Crushed. Because somebody said, I'm not happy. A guy in a robe hits the table with some wooden mallet, and all of a sudden, you're living in poverty. You can't see your own kids. They get turned against you. Do you have any idea how painful that is? I would rather have physical pain than the emotional pain of alienation and just having your whole life destroyed on a whim. Because guess what? You break your leg. It could be a compound fracture. You could see bones sticking out. Yeah, it's going to hurt like hell. But you know, if you get to the doctor, they set it properly, sew it up, maybe you get a plate and a screw, they put a cast on it, you're going to be up and about in about 4 to 6 months, tops. And you'll be right as rain. Maybe you have a minor limp, but you'll be okay. The emotional pain that men, divorced men, is unfathomable. It is absolutely crushing. It is so bad. People are killing themselves to get away from it.
Haven't you figured that out yet?
Killing themselves. And this piece of crap here, Naggy Beard, is literally talking down to us.
You can afford it on this, and you can afford it on that. You're being selfish.
Shut the hell up, Naggy Beard. There's no upside for the men of today to participate in your reindeer games. There's nothing in it for us anymore. The men of today, if they had any common sense, would literally say, not getting married, not having kids, not cohabitating. It's the only way to be safe. Is that an ideal outcome? No, it's not. It's not an ideal outcome. In fact, it's an outcome that absolutely sucks. But it's all we got. So you have to make the best with what you got. Pursue your excellence. Find your purpose, or at the very least, a mission. And you'll be okay. You'll get through this bullshit. Maybe in your next life, it'll be a little better. Who knows? Now, please, let's make Mr. Walsh famous. I want you to fill his comments
with Naggy Beard.
Because that's all he's really doing here. He's literally nagging at us like a housewife or a female in a long-term relationship. They always turn to the second N-word and they nag you to death. Now, gentlemen, there's a lot of people out there who don't like me. That's fine. You know, I'm not here to, you know, be loved by the masses. I'm just here to tell you the truth. Do the best I can to save as many lives along the way as I possibly can.
And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives.
And the best way to do that is to subscribe to the channel, hit the bell icon, and share this channel with all of the men you come across out there. Because, yeah, there's some young guys like,
oh, he hates women.
Guess what? At some point, they're going to get their ass kicked over their head to the point where they're walking around wearing it as a hat. And they're going to need this channel. Send it to them. All right, Naggy Beard. I agree with a lot of what you have to say. But in this arena, you are wronger than two boys fucking in church with a goddamn priest.
Doing CPR on one of their asses.
I don't want to.
That's disgusting.
Take your blame. Take your shame and your guilt. Mix it with some sand. And mix that with olive oil.
And pound it up your ass.
All right, gentlemen, you take it easy.